Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Everybody back after the off day yesterday. Brendan Shabath on the updates. We've got Lions tickets to give away today. Hot commodity, Thanksgiving Day. Here's how we're going to do it. We'll play Name That Lion. This hour, next 60 minutes of radio, we're going to sprinkle in three clues. You're going to want to listen because one clue by itself is not going to give it away. You're going to listen for all three clues. And then the voice guy is going to jump in and tell you when to call. Don't call early. You can't win early. It makes Greg be the bad guy. He's got to hang up on you. It's a whole thing. Listen for the clues. Listen for when to call in. Listen is the key, people. Listen. Yeah. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Lions-Packers Thanksgiving Day game. I want to do a midweek check-in with Lions fans. This is a big game this week. And we had Dan Campbell on yesterday. He's all fired up. He's telling stories about going to Philadelphia and getting his team ready. And
it's a tough place to play.
It's a tough place to play. You played there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in division. They are not a friendly fan base.
Got any stories? People pour dip spit on you?
I don't know. Is that what Dan said?
He said
yesterday?
They poured it on Strahan and he avoided it.
That makes me smile. No, I mean, so your typical people pour beers on you.
You said batteries.
Batteries was the big thing in Philly for a while. I don't know if they're doing that anymore.
He said some of that's been, you know, taken down a notch.
Yeah, yeah. So it's more, I think it's more the Detroit fans in the stands. Because we've seen, we had a story last year about, you know, the just a one single fan being berated by another. But going there is a tough place to play. I also look at the defense and say, well, what is it about the defense? Now, they had some major changes at the edge coming out of last year. Brandon Graham came out of retirement, and he hasn't been much of a factor, if at all. They traded for Jalen Phillips. They acquired Jair Alexander.
But he's already done.
But he's already stepped away to take care of things off the field. Quinyon Mitchell, who's been a really good player for him, and Cooper DeJean, like, they just haven't had the same juice that they had last year. And Quinyon Mitchell on Monday night got dinged up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So he's working through something. I saw him on the injury report. But they're just not applying the pressure on the edges that they were last year. They're not being as efficient or effective down the field in the secondary as they were last year. And so you look at the Lions, and now that Dan Campbell is calling the plays, the rhythm that we saw, spreading the ball around, the spray chart that I shared with Jared Goff on Monday, it's a tough game. I'm not sitting here and saying they walk in there and walk out with a win, but this is not the same Eagles team that we saw last year.
No, and that's what makes this so difficult. Like, if I'm just being completely honest with people, I don't have a grand proclamation. I don't have a strong feeling for how this is going to go on Sunday. And I wanted to do a midweek check-in. We wanted to check in with you guys. Are you confident? Are you concerned? Because as I sit today, I'm growing more confident in the Lions, certainly with what they did last week and mm-hmm. watching the Eagles just kind of go, you know, just kind of, they're not humming. They're just kind of getting by.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they find ways to win. At the same time, they've got a clear front on defense that can affect the quarterback. It is a road game for the Detroit Lions. Like, I don't have a great read on this game as we sit here middle of the week. And I wonder if people listening do, if they feel strongly one way or the other. They are confident in the Lions, or they are concerned with the Lions. Maybe you can help sway us, because John, I think you're conflicted too.
Well, I'm conflicted because this is the defending Super Bowl champs, and their offensive line still has a lot of key components, but Cam Jurgens missed his third game in a row. He's questionable going into this week. Tyler Steen, who's their right guard, just hasn't been a fit like they had hoped. So they have some changes up front as well, offensively. And so, yeah, I'm looking at it going, you know, the offensive line, it's still, to me, a top five offensive line. But they've got some chinks in the armor. Defensively, we already talked about those issues that they've had defensively, but it's still in their house.
Yeah.
And they gave up 7 points Monday night. I know you can pick apart Jordan Love and the Packers and the offense, and they have injuries and all that, but they gave up just 7 points. Like, yeah. I might surprise you guys here. I'm with you in terms of feel. I don't really have a feel on what's going to happen.
I think it's the most honest thing we can tell people is, like, some weeks you feel really good about your chances. Some weeks you're really worried. This week we really don't know.
In terms of where the Lions stand, I think this is the biggest game that they've played since the NFC Championship game. And I know you can look at the Minnesota game last year, but man, I think we're all in, like, the injuries are going to get this team, right? Going into the playoffs and going, maybe they beat Minnesota. For actual, like, value of in return, the Minnesota game was the biggest game. But in terms of where this team stands physically, I think this is the biggest game since the NFC Championship game. I really do. Where do you stand up against the champ?
So, yes, I agree with that. Defending Super Bowl champs that are currently 8-2, and I have them as the best team right now in the NFL. Here's the other thing. Like, in terms of the biggest game, and you go back to Minnesota, look in hindsight and the way that it played out, you're like, okay, well, maybe it wasn't as big as we thought it was because of Sam Darnold, his performance in that game. But it was much more well-defined what was at stake. The division, the number one overall seed. Now we are looking at this. It's a mid-season game against Philly. And what is it going to take to get the number one seed? This could be the same stakes. We just don't know it yet.
So I think from a physical standpoint, the Lions against each other, can the Lions offensive line hold their own against the Eagles defensive line?
Specifically Jalen Carter, because the middle has been an issue.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Can Hutch get the hurts a little bit? Like, this is the game we haven't seen. This is the game we were supposed to see last year. And it got taken away because of the injuries and the Lions not playing well in that playoff game. Like, I'm kind of relishing, like, I'm rubbing my hands together here a little bit for this game. Because the Lions were good enough to win the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of maybe didn't think that going into that game. You like to get into the game and have a chance.
You're saying the Niners game.
But they stood toe-to-toe with the Niners, and I want to see the same thing here.
This could very well be a Hutch game. Because what have we seen every single week up until this point? It's been double and triple teams. Now, I got to believe, because of what Philly wants to do offensively, they don't want to leave extra guys in protection. They've got Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata, maybe the best tandem tackles in the NFL.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of one-on-one opportunities for Hutch. There's not going to be a chip every time. Now, okay, I'm not going to sit there and say Lane Johnson or Jordan Mailata are going to turn down a chip. They're certainly going to ask for him.
I think the other thing to look for, of course, the trenches are the biggest thing. Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is the better quarterback in this game, right? When we do all these quarterback rankings preseason, this was the guy that has the ability to extend plays when it doesn't work out. A guy who's been to a Super Bowl and dueled Mahomes to the wire, outplayed him in the one they lost, and then beat him, right? I mean, this is another huge factor. There's not certainty with Kirby Joseph as we sit in the middle of the week. I think that's a huge storyline. There's a lot, a little different intricacies that are going to be at play here.
Right. But is Jalen Hurts playing at that level right now?
I don't think he is.
So going into this game, okay, so for their career and their success, certainly you win a Super Bowl, you're a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you are elevated above a lot of other quarterbacks that haven't. But to this point this year, what has been the difficulty in getting the ball to A.J. Brown?
Yeah.
Devontae Smith.
Consistently and reliably. It's been an issue.
Yeah, I mean, and
that's what I'm saying.
Goddard, their tight end, like he may be their best weapon right now.
It feels like the Eagles haven't played up to their potential, yet all they've done is win these big head-to-head games. So they're vulnerable. Maybe that's the best word I could use. They're vulnerable. They've shown, even on Monday night, they're vulnerable. And if the Lions are starting to crest with Dan Campbell calling plays, you go into Philly and you spring the upset and you announce your presence. Mm-hmm. And I totally see that world. We know what the Lions have done in big primetime spots, and we know what Dan Campbell's presence has meant for this organization. Am I confident? Or am I concerned? I feel like I'm legitimately torn as we sit in the middle of the week as to how this game's going to go. Do you have a great read?
I'm confident that this is going to be a heavyweight bout.
Okay.
I'm confident that they're not going to go in there and just get manhandled. We saw that against Minnesota. And, I mean, how did that offensive line and defensive line respond?
Emphatically.
Exactly the way that you needed them to respond. Now, and I keep going back to Kyoto Awosika. Fourth year of his career. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. There could not be a better opportunity for him than to have an injury where he was in a battle for that starting spot, lost out, but now all of a sudden he's thrown in there and he's going to have opportunities to have one-on-one against Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. You want to go out and make yourself some money? Stand up, young man, and play your butt off.
So it's a big boy table game, just like he played in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago.
Yep.
He played good in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the Eagles are not as good as last year because of Mekhi Becton. I think that's the number one reason why Saquon's not running as consistently, and so their offense looks a little off.
Well, and Cam Jurgens being out.
Yeah, exactly. So their offensive line isn't last year's offensive line.
Well, and I think Lane Johnson's a tough SOB, and I wouldn't bank on him missing, but what if he can't play or isn't himself?
Mm-hmm.
Now you start really weakening the Philly O-line, which means they aren't going to score as much, which means Detroit's going to be in the fight the entire way.
And they've
man,
got
it the, sets up well.
And you mentioned Jalen Hurts being a mobile quarterback, being able to extend plays. Who's the most mobile and most impactful quarterback when that happens? It's Lamar Jackson.
Lamar, who they proved this year.
That they can find smother. A way. So, yeah, you cut and paste a little bit of that game plan, that mindset, that confidence that you built against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and now you do that against Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts.
The Lions were bigger underdogs in Baltimore than they are today going into Philadelphia. There's a lot to chew on with this game. A ticket texter points out how important Derek Barnes was in that Ravens game and how important he will be in this game, both as a spy, because that's the thing they did to Lamar. It wasn't like they just sent the house every play.
Right.
They messed with him. He hesitated. The spy wasn't the same guy play to play. They didn't spy every play. They really did a good job of speeding him up in the pocket, but also when they didn't get to him, speeding him up mentally by playing games and tricks. It was a big-time Kelvin Shepard spot, and it's going to have to be again this week in Philadelphia. Football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I've got clue number one for Name That Lion. Clue one of three for your chance to win Lions tickets for the Packers Thanksgiving showdown. Clue number one. I played high school, college, and eventually pro football, all in the state of Michigan. You're looking at me.
Who could it be?
Who could it be? Listen for more clues, 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value that your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And if you're looking for a stylish SUV, here's a great option. You can lease a new Buick Encore GX for just $199 a month. Encore GX is exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick today. This deal is happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets the final price based on due at signing amount of $3,849. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit is required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions do apply. All you have to do is visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com if you want more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You'll have to listen to find out. Who could it be? Name that lion. You get three clues. If you can name that lion, you win a pair of tickets for the Thanksgiving game against the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, 97.1.
Are we coming back with Who Are You next segment?
Ask Greg. He's great at this, man. The show within the show.
Yeah.
The game within the game. But before we worry about Thanksgiving Day, we got a mega matchup this week against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly.
This is one of those games where you look at the two franchises, you look at the two teams, and last year going into the playoffs, right, top two teams going into the playoffs. Lions obviously banged up defensively, end up losing in week one. Philly goes on to win the Super Bowl. What happens to both teams? Some guys leave in free agency, and some guys right now are just hurt. Offensive line-wise for both teams, breaking in a couple of new guards, got a backup guard in there, new center for the Lions. You're going to have, I don't know if Cam Jurgens is going to be back this week, so you've got a backup center and a right guard that they're still trying to transition from Mekhi Becton over to the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
Struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
The other change that is very similar is they lost their offensive coordinator, just like the Lions did.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive coordinator is now the head coach down in New Orleans. Our offensive coordinator is now the head coach with the Chicago Bears. It gave me great confidence to see Dan Campbell say, you know what, going into week 10, this just is not operating. This offense is not operating the way my vision is not being called on the field.
You know,
he takes it over.
It conveys urgency. Right?
Right. And it was at a time, too, where okay, he didn't make any announcement last week. He just went about his business, and then we recognized it in quarter number one. He's wearing the spectacles. He's got the play sheet. He's talking a heck of a lot more. Hey, Dan Campbell's calling the plays. And all of a sudden, the offense looks more like it did last year, which is why we said we weren't concerned because this is Dan Campbell's offense. And he got Ben Johnson through those first couple of bumps and then got him going the way that he wanted him. Doesn't mean John Morton, and he addressed, Dan addressed this on Monday, doesn't mean John Morton isn't going to continue to be the offensive coordinator, or eventually, whether it's later this year or next year, doesn't go back to calling plays, but it wasn't operating the way that Dan Campbell wanted to see it operate. Same thing in Philly. It's not the same offense. There's some different parts, but it's not operating at the same level of an offense that it was last year when they went on to win the Super Bowl. Dan Campbell makes the change. Philly has yet to for it to click.
Mm-hmm. Look, and if you're Dan Campbell, this is part of why we had confidence. If it wasn't going to work, we've already seen him in the past grab the reins. I mean, you got to go back to 21 and Anthony Lynn, and they've said this is a different circumstance. But the result is Dan Campbell's not going to let the offense languish. Like, he's not going to let them look sluggish and struggle week over week over week. Mm-hmm. And they popped in a big way. How much of it's against the Commanders? Well, we're going to find out when they play the Philadelphia Eagles. But you feel better seeing them have a tune-up game the way they did on Sunday. And then you watch the Eagles, who are vulnerable. They are not a very dominant football team this year. They find ways to win, which is why you're nervous going into Philly. But they're not as dominant as they've been, which opens the door. And mm-hmm. I just think it's the unknown. Like, call it what it is. There's not a lot of conviction in the middle of the week from really anybody on this show. And I don't know that there's much conviction from the audience listening. There's a mutual respect for what Philly is and what the Lions are capable of. We watched them go into Baltimore. We know what Detroit can do on its best day. It's going to make for great football on Sunday night.
And it's, I mean, don't think that, I mean, they're having these same conversations in Philly right now.
Do you think they're flapping their gums, feeling great?
No. They're talking about the Detroit Lions coming in, watching what they did against the Commanders, saying, hey, this team is coming in with as much confidence as they've had all season long.
Buckle that chin strap.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this is a game. This could be a game for the one seed. They're going to get a chance to play the Lions. We'll get a chance to play the Rams down the road. And there's some great matchups. And what did we say at the beginning of the year? We thought that this year was going to be a season where it might only need 13 wins to get the one seed.
Well, if you're going to win 13 games, you can only lose four.
Right.
The Lions have lost three.
Right, yeah. So your margin of error every time you lose goes way down. But that's why this game is vitally important.
Yeah. Look, and it may be one of two meetings, but this could dictate where the second meeting takes place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't be the skies. Look, people are going to freak out if they lose because that's what happens. But if they lose, it doesn't mean they can't win a rematch. And if they win, it doesn't mean they're guaranteed they would win a rematch. This could be one of two, but it's a tone setter, and it could set the tone for where the game's played. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't wait. I know it's only Wednesday, but I can't wait. People missed it. Dan Campbell got everybody all fired up on our show yesterday. Go back and catch that interview. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Washington Commanders' Daron Payne is going to miss out on his team's Week 11 game due to a suspension, right, for punching Amon-Ra St. Brown. But he's not going down quietly. So he shared this video on Tuesday, which shows St. Brown taking a swing at him first. Yeah, so the footage, which was shared on Payne's Instagram, kind of shows St. Brown, I don't know, slapping, hitting, punching. I don't know the right word.
It was a slap.
Slapping Payne in the helmet. Apparently, there was an official that appeared to be looking in that direction, but no flag was thrown. Then there's another member of the Commanders that is like in the background, like trying to signal for a flag to be thrown. But of course, it never came. So instead, Payne, I guess, retaliated by punching St. Brown,
him a couple plays later,
suspended himself.
John, they say they always catch the guy retaliating.
Oh yeah, and I was on Washington radio yesterday with my old teammate Brian Mitchell, and we were discussing this as well. And we didn't see this video at the time; neither of us had. I think there's probably a fine coming Amon-Ra St. Brown's way, but I don't think there's
no suspension.
I know that was the big question. If Daron Payne was suspended, should Amon-Ra St. Brown be suspended? I don't think that's coming.
Good.
Yes.
We don't want that.
No, this week.
No.
Yeah, he was on his tippy toes when he had to do it too.
He probably was. And, you know, the other day you did refer to him as little, and I was like, yes, or small. I think you said small.
Yes. He is smaller.
He is.
Yeah.
exactly. Friends and family are mourning the death of a Trenton man who was found dead on Saturday at a U.S. Postal Service facility in Allen Park. Firefighters found the body of 36-year-old Nick Acker stuck in a mail handling machine. Yeah, they say he had been dead for 6 to 8 hours before they arrived. A lot of details still remain, right? Like, there's a lot of questions, but police are calling the man's death accidental. The USPS released a statement saying that they're deeply saddened by the loss of their employee. According to his family, he had just gotten engaged 10 days before his death. So he leaves behind a fiance, and they had the puppies and a house and a life and obviously family as well. So sad news. A Mumford High School PE teacher has been charged in a prostitution sting after trying to solicit a minor for sex. This 31-year-old man was arrested last week after he offered an undercover agent, who was obviously posing as a child, $60 for a sexual favor. Tried to go meet this undercover agent in a parking lot where he was instantly arrested. Detroit Public Schools has placed this man on administrative leave. School officials are also going to be conducting their own investigation. They want to make sure that there were no other victims at the high school. Mm-hmm. He's going to be back in court on November 13th. The Pistons are stepping into a fresh new look this season. Their new City Edition uniforms are here. The primary color is oil gray, and then that's accented by teal, maroon, and sundial yellow trim. John loves that sundial yellow.
Yeah, not a big fan.
Question. It's not gray, is it? It looks like a black jersey.
It's oil gray, going back to our industrial roots.
You ever change your... Oh, wait, no, you don't have oil.
But that's a black jersey. Am I crazy?
No, it's not black.
No,
it's definitely not black.
Yeah.
Am I looking at the wrong jersey?
It's very dark.
It's very dark, yes.
A dark gray.
Yeah, it's like gunmetal gray.
Oil gray, they would say.
Yeah.
This is gray.
Oil gray. Okay. That's a dark gray.
Yeah.
All right.
Get your eyes checked.
Yes.
I guess I need to.
It's got the lightning bolt motif on the sides of the jersey and the shorts. They're going to debut this uniform tonight at their game against the Bulls. They're also going to wear them 8 times in total on different City Edition nights.
We have Mike Valeni's opinion. Okay, then. It's Heather with the news. I have your second clue.
Oh, okay.
Name that lion. Your second clue. I played for the Packers and the Lions.
Oh.
Starting to figure it out. Win tickets to Thanksgiving Day. Clue number 2, I played for the Packers and Lions. You can't call in yet. Don't call in yet. There's a third clue that's going to help narrow this thing down. You got to wait for the voice guy to tell you to call. 97.1. Let's be honest, nobody's planning for a new roof. It's not at the top of your list. It's not an exciting purchase, and it often comes at the worst time. And the cost can feel overwhelming. I'll tell you about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. And right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home. 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you don't have the stress of that big upfront payment. I haven't saved up. Don't worry about it. And you don't have to skimp on the quality. You can get the quality roof you need as well. Shaner Roofing, 4.9-star Google rating, thousands of satisfied homeowners. They've been doing this for 30 years. They're not some fly-by-night company. They've got it down. Professionalism, craftsmanship, and customer care. So if your roof's leaking, if you've been putting it off, it's aging, you want that peace of mind, don't wait. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Had to move it around, but had to do it this week. It's Greg Palm, top 12 teams in college football. See how it compares to the committee. Greg, take us through it.
Well, I don't care what the committee said last night. So that's one thing that I'm not going to, you can compare, but I'm not really going to have an, they have this team higher. How can you have this team higher? And I know that you're not saying that, but some people might say that. Now, we had Mizzou, Washington, Iowa, and TCU lose last week. Those were their third losses of the season.
See ya.
Essentially eliminating from the playoffs. We have 23 Power 4 teams left remaining with two or fewer losses. 21 of those teams are playing this week. 11 of those teams have two losses. And we have one game between two lost teams.
Ooh. Elimination.
Number one is Indiana, 10-0. And for all the talk of an expanded playoff devaluing the regular season, once you get to Saturday and you get into a tight game against a disappointing team trying to find out what their season should have been in an upset bid, college football still brings the intensity and it still delivers. What a finish in Happy Valley and what a catch by Omar Cooper Jr.
Catch of the year.
It was unreal. And Mendoza's composure in that last drive, especially when they got in the red zone, because
no timeouts,
Penn State was bringing the house.
Yep.
He got hit just before that, and the ball goes awry. For him to be able to stand in the pocket, take another hit, and deliver that ball was amazing.
Number two is Ohio State, 9-0, and nothing to say about this team until they play Michigan. And that's complimentary because they've accomplished a lot. They've proved a lot. And there's nothing more really to say until then. They've got USC coming to the shoe on Saturday night.
Yeah. I mean, their defense has been dominant under the guidance of Matt Patricia. Nobody wants to hear that around here. But it has been. The question is, how much is that offense really, or that defense really been tested?
And number three is Texas A&M, our third Power Conference undefeated team. Never played in the SEC title game. Part of that's getting Bama blocked with the old division formats. They're in the driver's seat to do just that this year and, unironically or ironically, would be playing Alabama as the standings sit today.
They don't play Alabama or Georgia in the regular season. This is setting up very well for them.
Number four is BYU. Now, I'm guessing you'll need some explaining for this one.
Yes.
Yes, they were stymied by Texas Tech, and we will get to them later. The cachet they had already built up keeps them up here. Now, let's take a look at four of their wins. Arizona beat Kansas last week, accruing in value. Iowa State beat TCU, accruing in value. West Virginia, another winner of their wins. They beat Colorado. And East Carolina, they have six wins in the American. That's BYU's top non-conference win of the season.
And they beat Utah.
Utah's the big one.
Yeah.
And Utah keeps winning.
Yep.
But I have a hard time, and this may be a flaw in the system. I have a huge issue with Texas Tech not being ahead of them. But anyway, we'll get there.
Number five is Alabama. They pick up that win against LSU. Georgia and Vanderbilt wins keep pushing them up. They even got a boost from Wisconsin's 13-point explosion against UW. This week is their chance to eliminate Oklahoma from the playoff. Oh, how the turntables. This is the game that kept Alabama out of the playoffs last year. It's in Tuscaloosa this week.
By the way, did I see Wisconsin's punter was their leading passer last week?
That is correct.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. Felt like the Michigan offense of last year.
Number six, that is Texas Tech at 9-1. Here are your Red Raiders. Their soft non-conference schedule is the only thing that's holding them back. BYU and Utah are the two headline wins, but don't sleep on the win against 8-2 Houston, with way we think about this as an eliminator, still alive, fringe playoff. Solid wins against both Kansas schools. UCF and West Virginia remain on the schedule. They've all but clinched a spot in the Big 12 title game.
Yeah, Texas Tech, I mean, the best front money can buy. They heavily invested in their defensive front linebacker level and D-line level, and they were smothering BYU last week. I think the real test will be when they go up against an SEC or Big Ten foe in the playoff.
And those wins against Oklahoma State and Oregon State, those are two same wins that Oregon has, actually. Mm-hmm. Number seven is Ole Miss. Mentioned Alabama is playing a team that kept them out of the playoff last year. Well, so is Ole Miss. They host the Gators,
right?
Number 65 in our Greg Palm rankings this week.
Well, and the Gators are amongst those teams, one that came into the season with some promise. Now, their schedule was brutal. Operating without their head coach right now, as well as LSU and all the other teams that are doing that, but a very talented team. And how many times have we seen Ole Miss with that one bump in the road where you're like, it's just inexplicable. Could this be the week?
Number eight is Georgia. Mississippi State has put scares into Tennessee and Texas in Starkville, and Georgia made it look easy. Fascinating game against Texas this week. Both teams have played those sluggish first halves the whole season, then woken up. Georgia will either eliminate Texas from the playoff or be put on the brink of their own elimination. Very similar dynamic to the Bama-OU game.
And their schedule sets up well for them because they don't leave Georgia. They don't leave their home field again this year.
Oh, wow.
Because they've got Texas, which they're going to host. Big game.
Huge.
Then they got Charlotte. Okay. But they did that because at the end of the season, they played Georgia Tech, and that game may decide who's in or who's out in terms of the college football playoffs for both programs.
It might. And that game's not at Bobby Dodd. That game got moved to the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta.
Yes.
Number nine is Notre Dame. Navy was a trendy pick to cover a 4-touchdown spread, and Notre Dame covered that with ease.
Notre Dame and Pitt, your Greg Palm game of the week?
Here I was thinking I was going to outsmart College Game Day, who was surely going to Athens with Georgia and Texas. It's their primetime ABC game. Game Day is going to be at Pittsburgh for the only game between two-loss power conference teams. Notre Dame has been playing playoff games since mid-September. Mm-hmm. Well, Pitt got off to a 2-2 September start as well. Check out how Pittsburgh finished the season. 7-2 Notre Dame, 8-1 Georgia Tech, and 7-2 Miami. Pitt can either play spoiler, be spoiler, and maybe a little bit of both.
Yep.
Number 10 is USC. Wins against Nebraska and Northwestern since their loss to Notre Dame. They still have a lot of value from that win over Michigan. Oregon is coming up after Iowa visits the Coliseum.
Is USC that fourth team?
They are the Big Ten's best chance for a fourth team. They got a top 10 offense. They're elite on third down. And the schedule, right? It's Iowa this week, who's ranked. It's at Oregon the week after. They have the head-to-head with Michigan. I don't think they get through it. I'm not sure the Big Ten gets a fourth team, but if they're going to, the Trojans are their best chance.
How about this? Maybe they're the Big Ten's third team.
Well, if they beat Oregon, I suppose you're right. Yep. Yeah.
Number 11 is Utah. Two losses are to BYU and Texas Tech. We already mentioned those two. Only 8 weighted losses because those are 2 1-loss teams. The flip side, Arizona State and Cincinnati are their two biggest wins. It's not overly impressive, but the Big 12 has some heft in the aggregate. They're just slightly behind the Big 10 in conference strength.
And it really depends on how many teams the Big 12 is actually going to get in. I don't know that they get 2 teams in. And, I mean, they don't have a lot on their schedule. Baylor, Kansas State, Kansas to boost their resume. Will they even get a chance to play in the Big 12 championship game? If BYU loses another game or if Texas Tech loses another game, right now you've got 3 other teams with 2 losses. They could have a 4-way tie for second place.
Ooh, kinky.
Yes.
That's one way to put it. And the last team?
Number 12 is Georgia Tech at 8-1. Up 2 spots off a bye. The key game in that is Wake Forest win at Virginia. knocks Virginia down, who was ahead of the Yellow Jackets. And because of GT's win over Wake, Tech picks up those third-degree wins from Virginia.
Georgia Tech, will they win the ACC? They're tied in a massive web atop the conference. I know the committee right now has Miami as the best team in the ACC, but if Georgia Tech takes care of business,
they're in.
Yeah, especially with that showdown with Georgia looming. That's Greg Palm. Top 12 teams in college football. Field is narrowing. Got your final clue for Name That Lion. Your final clue to win tickets for Thanksgiving Day against the Packers. Clue number three, I'm currently part of the Detroit Lions radio network broadcast. Go win your tickets. It's 97.1.
FanDuel is the number one sports book for same game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live, and you can do it all in one easy to use app. And right now is the perfect time to join. And I'm asking you, why have you waited so long? New customers right now get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Let me repeat that for you. New customers, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, and all you have to do is win that first $5 bet. You can bet on players that you love and that you the way that you want. Head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Congrats to Tom and Monroe. Won a pair of tickets to see the Lions take on the Green Bay Packers Thanksgiving Day, plus a pair of passes to the Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market. It's by the Bullseye Group. Lions VIP tailgate is back. All you can eat and open bar 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today. Name that Lion, the three clues. I think this narrowed it down pretty quickly. First clue, I played high school, college, and eventually pro football in the state of Michigan. That could have been you, John.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't you.
No.
Because the second clue, I played for the Packers and the Lions, which is a much shorter list. And the third clue, I'm currently part of the Detroit Lions radio network broadcast.
Where did Dan Miller play high school?
Lomas is a Florida guy.
Yeah.
Dan never worked in Green Bay, I don't think. He did work in Washington.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was in Washington when I was there.
So I always like to scan the ticket text during this, even though they can't win, they still text in.
Yeah.
My favorite guest this week was Bill Schrader. Just the nightmares of that signing. And that was one of the first Millen signings. And he was horrible here. It's like Matt Millen was watching. He was an analyst before he got that job here. And it was like because he watched Green Bay games with Brett Favre throwing him the ball, he thought Bill Schrader was good. No, it was Brett Favre. Kind of like Ricky Prohl or somebody like that.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, are those really good receivers? No, the quarterback made them. Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite texts that were coming in early before we narrowed it down. Droik Bell, Aiden Hutchinson. John did get a little love on the ticket text.
Oh, all right. Yeah, got a little love on Twitch.
Charles Rogers. Jeff Backus.
When did Backus never play?
Never played for the Packers. But when the first clue was high school, college, and pro, that's when we just started getting like all kinds of answers on the tickets.
Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Yeah, there you go.
Jeff Backus was a good player. I don't think anybody's taken more strays for being a good player on a bad team than him.
Yeah, certainly.
The answer, TJ Lang.
Yes. Good old TJ. You guards.
Did he made Name That Lion before you did?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, That's not a competition. I feel like is a real competition.
I just think you're a competitive guy.
I am. Okay. Yeah. No, I got a little excited there when you said the first clue.
Well, hey, maybe it's me.
Yeah, I was texting in myself. One of these times, I'm actually going to send in a text to the ticket text line from here.
That'll be great.
See if you read it. It's going to be an unnamed ticket texter.
Careful with those. That can get you in trouble around here.
Anyway, you're going to have another chance next Wednesday, and the Wednesday after that, we keep giving away Lions tickets until we're done with home games. Every Wednesday, Name That Lion. All right, John.
Yeah.
Fun question for people to ponder. as you look at the NFC North standings today, you'll see the Lions are in first place. And you'll see the team right below them. Not the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
It's the Chicago Bears. Who's the bigger threat?
Well, when looking at Chicago and their resurgence, starting off 0-2, and they are, what, they've won six of their last seven. You look at their wins, and, okay, the Bengals, that was an absolute wild game. Colson loved them with the touchdown at the very end to win it. Should they have won that game? Probably not, but they did. Same thing with the Giants. And then you can look at the Commanders game, the Raiders game. Like, there are just some games in there where you're like, wow, they're really living a charmed life over the last 7 weeks. Took a loss to the Ravens. It was in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the rest of their schedule and you think, okay, well, they're playing a last-place schedule. You know they're going to play the division games, right? They've still got the Vikings, which they're actually going to play this week, which I think will tell us a lot about them. They've got the Packers twice. Obviously, we play them at the very end of the season. Niners, Browns, Eagles, Steelers. It's a little bit tougher than the last place schedule that you would expect a team to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think what they're doing is sustainable for the rest of the season. I think they're going to be they're better than I thought that they would be at this time of the year. And again, some of those are some dumb luck games. But as I mentioned with the Eagles, ugly wins are still wins.
The wins count, and the wins may be enough for them to get in the playoffs. I don't take them seriously as a threat in the NFC North. I just don't. Because to your point about sustainability here, yeah, they beat the Giants last week. The Giants have blown all of these double-digit leads this season, four in the month, in a month's time. Like, they just keep blowing these games, and Jackson Dart gets hurt. I mean, that fueled the comeback, really, to me, more than anything that Chicago did. Who have they beaten? Again, the wins count and making them in the playoffs, but forecasting ahead, projecting them to challenge for the division crown? Sorry, beating the Bengals, Giants, Saints, Raiders, Commanders, and Cowboys, that's not a murderer's row. Look, I'm not there yet with Chicago as a real threat in this division.
Let me ask you this. Because, I mean, it used to be, you know, hey, defenses win championships, and we saw what the Eagles did last year with a really good defense. But it's more of an offensive-driven league.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Bears at the point right now where their offense is more reliable than the Packers' offense?
Yes, some of that is the injuries.
Right, yeah, the injuries to the receivers for the Packers. Obviously,
yeah,
they're
no
tight
Kraft
end.
And Dobbs, yeah. and the first round, the rookie didn't play last week on Monday night either. Golden.
Right. So you got to ask the question, are they better suited to win more games than Green Bay is? And I just went through the schedule for Chicago, but for Green Bay, all right, they've got the Giants this weekend, so they should get right. I think there's going to be something to be said for the division matchups. They got the Vikings twice still. Obviously, we play them on Thanksgiving. They've got the Bears twice, so we'll see that head-to-head.
Now think about that. Green Bay still has to play five division games. Mm-hmm.
And they've got the Broncos, which is going to be in Denver, middle of December. And at the end of the year, right before they sandwich it between the Bears and the Vikings, both of those are on the road. They've got to host the Ravens. And I think we all know that the Ravens are scratching and clawing for every single win. That might be a must-win game for the Ravens to either win the division or actually get into the postseason. So I think the road might be a little bit more challenging, actually, for the Green Bay Packers.
Are you making the case that the Bears are the bigger threat in the North?
I don't...
Or is there no threat in the North?
I don't think you could say that, especially after the way the Lions played against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to sit here and say there's no threat.
Well, then who is the bigger threat between the two? I'm still going to say Green Bay. They beat us once. I think their ceiling's higher. Their defense is better. I'm not overly impressed with the quality of the Bear wins. I don't know how sustainable it is. I will still go Green Bay. And I'm not terrified of Green Bay.
No, I trust Green Bay more, I guess, than I trust the Bears. But there's always
a
big
but. Is there, John?
I was trying not to say it. There is always a but And I mean, the but is the fact that the Bears and the Packers still have to play twice. And I'm very curious as to what Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson will do. Because remember, Ben Johnson had a few things to say about Matt LaFleur when he first got the job in Chicago.
Are you taking note of what the Bears are doing? They're 6-3. They're tied for first place in this division. Of course, Detroit has the tiebreaker. They dropped 50 on Ben Johnson in week two. Bigger threat, the Bears or the Packers, who are suddenly in third place in the NFC North. Got open lines, 248-539-9797. John's power surge in the next hour. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.